leases, Nikes and leases. Ever visit my city and think it's easy? No, you're dead wrong.
Hello, hello, hello. This is DJ Riley with 0xE2. Welcome back, everyone. What's it called? You're listening to Cigarettes and Coffee by Duster, or you were hearing it, at least. Now it's being interrupted by my beautiful voice. Today's show is going to be more of a sort of a themed one, which I don't usually do. I tried to find every single love song I could find, or not love song rather, but every song about love and romance and intimacy. Most of them are pretty heavy, we'll not lie. Heavy as in guitar tone. Well, I guess in subject matter as well, but actually the song right after this is not very heavy. It's a cover of a Title Fight song from I'm actually not sure. I haven't listened to them before, but they are called Tiger's Draw, and it's a cover of Title Fight's Safe in Your Skin and Where Am I? So, enjoy that. Right after that, we got Moon River by Frank Ocean, got some Elliott Smith, Car Seat Headrest, so, you know, just here to really ruin your vibe for the morning. But anyways, here's Safe in Your Skin and Where Am I by Tiger's Draw from their Studio 4 acoustic session. Oh, they're on Studio 4? Big shots. All right. Enjoy.
Cause nothing, only this moment. Maybe there's nothing.
Apologize for the skipping. I think I'm having some kind of connectivity issues here in the studio. I'm gonna have to cut that song off early. Let's see if Frank Ocean treats us any better. So next up, we've got Moon River by Frank Ocean. Fantastic single. I hope he releases new music soon because, I guess he doesn't really ever have to because he probably made so much money off of Blonde, he'll like live in luxury for the rest of his life. But, you know, would love some new Frank content. Anyways, here's Moon River, Frank Ocean, fantastic single, coming up next.
Wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style.
Someday, I'm going that way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after us. Chasing after our end. River, wider than a mile, crossing in style someday. My dream, Lake.
That was Moon River by Frank Ocean. Sorry, still having a little bit of connectivity issues. I don't know what is going on here, so bear with me for just a second as I try to figure this out. You know, I don't want to leave you guys musicless, and we've got some great songs coming up. Right up next, we've got Everything Reminds Me of Her by Elliott Smith. I hope you're not driving right now. Anyways, Everything Reminds Me of Her by Elliott Smith. Here we go. Thank you.
problem because I'm leaving. But everything reminds me of her this evening. So if I seem a little out of it, sorry. Why should I lie? Everything reminds me of her. Spinning the earth in pale, the silhouette of the sun on the steeple. And I gotta hear the same sermon all the time now from you people. Why are you staring into outer space, crying? Just because you came across it and lost it, everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her.
I close my eyes and I thought I was blind. on fire at the center of things. A brain on fire at the center of things. I can't turn this thing off.
I'm a senior at McQueen High School. My portfolio is a collection of paintings that was created during last summer and the first half of my senior year, and it's called The Lady. And I didn't feel very well when I painted the first, and I didn't feel very well when I painted the last. And it was intense. It was an intense process, and it was how I was trying to very hard personify that intensity. But it's hard to talk about her now because I think she left me, at least that's how I feel, and I'm trying to figure out what to do now. But she represents fervor and woman. She is powerful yet fragile. She's fierce but also averts her gaze. And I love her, at least I did, but now I feel lost and I'm unsure of what to think and feel most of the time. But I did believe in her, the lady, and maybe there is a different form now that the intensity takes.
Enter another item number, followed by the pound sign. Or you may hang up and call back later.
That was High to Death by Car Seat Headrest. I always forget about that monologue at the end. It's on my playlist and it comes up and it scares the hell out of me because it's just some lady talking about her art project. At least that's what I am assuming. All right, so up next, we've got a two-song run from My Bloody Valentine. We've got Slow off of one of their first EPs. And we've got Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine, which I personally think is one of the best love songs ever made. I know that's very controversial because you can barely hear them sing anyway. So, I don't know. That's my opinion, and if you disagree with me, you can call in and I'll hang up on you. Anyways, not really. That's against FCC rules. I will pick up. Here's Slow by My Bloody Valentine, followed by Sometimes by the same band. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
So that was Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine. Fantastic song off of Loveless. Right up next, we've got Fell in Love at the Water by Candy Claws. But guess what time it is? It's 11:30, which means it is time for me to read you a PSA. Anyway, here's ladder safety PSA. All right. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Jeez, 150,000 people? Maybe we need to address ladders as a country. Anyway, here's Fell in the Love at the Water by Candy Claws from their fantastic album series in Calypso in the Deep Time. Great, 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 great dream pop album. Anyways, here we go. Fell in Love with the Water by Candy Claws. Up next, we're going into some heavier music. What's it called? Right up next, we got Narrowhead. Fantastic. I guess you could call them like new gaze. I don't really like that term. It just sounds kind of funny and reminds me too much of new metal. But anyways, up next, we got Breakup Song by Narrowhead. We got Your Face by Wisp, which actually blew up on TikTok, I think. And then we got some classics. We got Alice in the Search for God, Mazzy Star, Alex G, you know, all the sad classics. So yeah, that's what's up next. We got Breakup Song by Narrowhead. That was Sorry by Alex G. Great song. I haven't listened to the album fully yet. It's DSU, but can you feel it? Can you feel the weight of all your past relationships or all your past loves weighing down on your shoulders like a million bricks? What's it called? Up next, we've got Can We Fall in Love by S.E. Lane. This is a song I actually came up on my Discover Weekly, which is probably the best Spotify feature. But also, it is about that time for me to remind you what radio station you're currently listening to, because this is DJ Riley, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and don't ever forget that. Here's Can We Fall in Love by S.E. Lane.